It is Friday, and that means we're going to talk about movies, especially those coming out over the weekend. And there is one coming out this weekend, which is a qualified romance.
No!
Aaron, you're being strange.
No!
Aaron, don't be selfish. I'm sleeping.
No! You've kept me up for 3 days. You got me all Jeffreyed up, and you stabbed me in the arm with an adrenaline needle. You're staying up and talking to me.
I gave you that adrenaline for your own good. Your life was in jeopardy. I'm like a guardian angel.
That's from the movie Get Him to the Greek. It stars Russell Brand and Jonah Hill as two extremely mismatched men who are entangled by force in a bromantic misadventure. P. Diddy is also in this movie. Here to discuss the evolution of bromances, our Movie Date podcast team, Takeaway producer Kristen Meinzer, and Rafer Guzman, Takeaway movie contributor and Newsday critic. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, let me get from both of you whether or not Get Me to the Greek is a good movie. Kristen?
You know how sometimes you go into a party or a bar and you hear a really loud song, and the loud song kind of, at first you notice it, you might even like it, but then another song plays and it might irritate you, and then another song, and eventually it just all turns into white noise. That's how I feel about this movie. There's just one wacky antic after another, and it starts with sex and drugs, then it's sex and drugs and fire, then it's sex and drugs and fire and adrenaline needles. And then by the end of it, it all just kind of turned into white noise for me, and I zoned out.
Rafer, did you like it?
I was not that crazy about it. I feel like there are so few ideas in the film that the cast just sort of improvise until their ideas just burn out, and then they just keep filming, and then those seem to be the takes that they wanted to keep. And so you can really see people flailing around. I mean, you can hear Jonah Hill on that clip just screaming, which is kind of all he can do a lot of the time because he's got so little direction. It didn't work for me, this film.
But it is the latest incarnation in what has been a very successful model, which is the pairing of two generally mismatched men in a straight, a bonded relationship, which is what we call a bromance. Let's go to the first one, and this is one that Kristen pointed out is a good bromance. This is The Odd Couple.
Something made you go off the deep end like that. Now, what is it? Is it something I said or something I did?
Can't take it anymore, Felix. I'm cracking up. Everything you do irritates me. And when you're not here, the things I know you're gonna do when you come in irritate me. You leave me little notes on my pillow. Told you 158 times I cannot stand little notes on my pillow.
That was The Odd Couple with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon from 1968. Why is this a good bromance?
I just love this bromance so much. The dynamic between Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau, they love each other so much. They need each other. They can't really admit that they love and need each other. And they play out these roles that are kind of a couple-y role, even though they're very heterosexual and very straight at the same time. And I just love how Oscar is this gruff old kind of husband character. Felix is sort of this apron-wearing housewife. And they play out these roles that you usually see in a romantic comedy where you love each other, you break up with each other, you get back together in the end, and you say, I really love you, man.
Okay, and so the quintessential bromance.
I love that moment in the end where they say they love each other.
Okay, so let's bring it up to date here, Rafer, because you feel like there's been a little bit of a resurgence in the bromance. What do you think is the quintessential modern bromance?
I guess the quintessential model. I mean, I think it all started with Judd Apatow, and that he really kicked it off with 40-Year-Old Virgin.
And here's that.
I've borked a lot of women in my day.
You borked?
Hold up. Yo, answer this question. Are you a virgin? Are you a virgin?
Yeah, not since I was 10.
It all makes sense. You're a virgin.
I am. Shut up.
Why do you like this one?
That to me was the first movie that was based almost entirely on just guys hanging out saying stupid things to each other. And I feel like that really kicked off the whole genre. That kicked off Knocked Up, Superbad, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Pineapple Express.
Although it wasn't really a relationship between two guys, and when we think of the bromance.
No, I agree. I mean, it was sort of a multiple bromance. It was sort of, I guess, in that sense. But I do think that movie qualified as a bromance and kicked that whole thing off.
Okay, so then, Kristen, you point to a movie called I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry with Adam Sandler and Kevin James. This is in 2007, and you liked this one.
Oh, I loved it. I am one of maybe six critics in the whole world who loved this movie. I thought it was great.
Okay. It's a brave choice, Kristen.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was definitely a brave choice. One that you point to, Rafer, here is the beginning of the end of the bromance, you think, which I assume you're going to add this weekend's movie, Get Him to the Greek, to this death of the bromance. But you talk about I Love You, Man with Jason Segel and Paul Rudd is also the beginning of the end.
I felt like that in Role Models, not to pick on Paul Rudd, who is in both, but and I like Paul Rudd quite a bit, but I do feel like that was when the bromance got a little formulaic, especially with I Love You, Man. It just, it seemed like they were really trying to force these two people together. The title, you know, just really kind of says it all. And I feel like that, if you look at the box office, I think the bromance kind of peaked with, in 07, Knocked Up, Superbad. Those were kind of the big earners. Since then, it's been a little bit of diminishing returns.
Okay, we got to get to the trivia question. But because the trivia question deals with a movie which is not funny, it leads me to the question of why are these all comedies? Can't the bromance be serious?
Can't the bromance be serious?
I don't think it can be, and I really think it's because it's following a romantic comedy arc, only it's between men. Usually, the best ones follow the romantic comedy arc.
This is open
and
for debate.
And I think the comedy undercuts the homophobia, the dangerous
Absolutely.
Homophobia.
Absolutely, as Chuck and Larry have shown us.
All right, well, let's get to the trivia question then. We have an older, what people often point to as one of the first bromances. It's from 1958. It generated controversy because it was about a bond between two guys who are of different races, but they were literally chained together.
Can I say?
No, wait. Rafer?
Why break my losing streak? I'm drawing a blank.
Let me give you a hint.
I'm a strange colored man, a white South town. How long you think before they pick me up?
Get off my back. I ain't married to you. Now what do I care? Come on.
Whoa. Kristen?
Not ringing a bell.
That's not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor.
No, you said 58.
This is the Defiant Ones with Sidney Poitier and Tony Curtis. You can also always catch these two guys, Rafer Guzman, a Newsday critic and our film critic, on the podcast every week, Movie Date with Kristen. Excuse me, I'm choking. They do a Movie Date podcast. You can subscribe through iTunes or you can find it on thetakeaway.org.